What's the earth waiting for? You to be manifest in what you're supposed to be, which was in the garden. Full circle. Are you seeing this? Can two walk together? Say walk together. Walk together, except they be agreed. Now the word agreed means to be in agreement, to be saying the same thing. So according to the Bible, is this in your Bible?
Yes.
You can't walk with God in the earth without being in agreement or without saying the same thing. So wouldn't it be good to know what God says, what the Holy Ghost says, so that you could be saying the same thing? That is, if you want to walk with God in the earth. Say in the earth.
In the earth.
Where are you right now?
In the earth.
Where would it be good for you to walk with God?
In the earth.
Well, that's where we are. That's where you are. Holy Ghost worship. And when I say Holy Ghost worship, I mean you have to understand that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. And if he's God, what should you do to God?
Worship
him. You worship God. Jesus came, did what he needed to do, and then went up into heaven to sit at the right hand of the throne of God, not coming back until his enemies are made his footstool. Has Jesus returned?
No.
So he sent the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost is God. He came here. He came on the day of Pentecost. He's still in the earth. And he's God, so we worship him. Well, when you begin to worship God, it opens up a whole new world for you. I've said this many, many times. The Bible becomes different to you. You begin to see things not in a religious perspective, like most people do, but they begin to see things clearly and understand what the Spirit of God is saying to them today, because he's God in the earth. And when you worship him, it opens up a whole new world. Well, there's a completeness. Say a completeness.
Completeness.
A completeness found in worshiping the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today that can't be found anywhere else. It's not found in Christianity, because Christianity doesn't worship the Holy Ghost. They would like to say something, but just mention that. God, mention it. When they say, well, what do you do? Well, I worship the Holy Ghost. And they'd be like, well, we're taught not to do that. Now, help me out here. If you're taught not to worship the Holy Ghost, who are you taught not to worship in the earth today?
God.
And to me, that's weird. Mm-hmm. You're not completely fulfilling what Jesus's plan was.
Right.
Say Jesus's plan.
Jesus.
Well, his ministry was to introduce the Holy Ghost into the earth.
Right.
He would baptize you with the Holy Ghost, or into, or fully immersed in the Holy Ghost.
Great.
Is this right?
Amen.
So let's build on that a little bit. Can two walk together except they be agreed? We're talking about the two would be you, say me, and the Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost. Those are the two. Did it say three? Did it say seven? Two. You and he. When he is come, he who? He, Holy Ghost. There's a completeness found in worshiping the Holy Ghost that cannot be found in Christianity. Now, go to Joel chapter 2. We'll go right to verse 3. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as what?
The Garden
of Eden before them. It doesn't say the land is as heaven before them. No, so heaven's not the example. See, now people got to get this through, because Christianity, forgive me, Christianity, their gospel is a way to die and go to heaven. Their gospel isn't a way for you to walk with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. What are we telling you? Well, do you know where you go when you die? You need to receive Jesus, because then you'll know where you go. I don't have a problem with that, except the fact that it's not the plan of God. God's plan was never to send man into the earth so that he could die and go to heaven. Right?
That's right.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to create this earth. This is God. I don't think he really talks like that, but I'm going to create this earth, you see, and then I'm going to put man in there, and then when they die, they're going to go to this other place. That's not the plan. The plan was to walk with God in the earth. Are you here?
Yes.
Was that his plan then? But now his plan changed, because, you know, No, it's still the plan. That was the plan. The land is as the Garden Eden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, and yea, nothing shall escape them. But when something's before you, it's what you're heading towards. Right. We're heading towards Eden. It's like Eden.
Yep.
Remember, Eden was behind us because we got kicked out of the garden. Now we're going back to where? To heaven. No, we're going to Eden. It's not God's plan that you die and go to heaven. Do you understand that? You mean he doesn't want me to die and go to heaven? No, if you die and you've received what Jesus did for you, you will go to heaven. But that's not the plan. The plan is for you to receive what Jesus did for you and receive the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today and walk with him by saying words. God's plan was not die and go to heaven. His plan was for you to walk with him as God in the earth and worship him as God in the earth, right?
Yep.
So there's a full circle of completeness that we're going to. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3,
verse 8.
And they heard the voice, say the voice, of the Lord God walking. How did they walk with God? By his voice. How was God walking in the earth? With his voice. What is a voice but spoken words?
Yes.
Is this in Genesis?
Yep.
You don't have a voice without spoken words. When somebody says lift up your voice and say something, right? So they heard, which also means he had to have said something for them to hear the voice,
right?
They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Isn't that wonderful? We write songs about the cool of the day. What does that mean? It's cool. It was cool part of the day. Or it was chilly. Is that what that means? You know what the word is? The actual word is ruach. It's spirit. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
God is a spirit. He is the Holy Ghost. They walked with the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today. By words and speaking words. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No. This is how you walk with God. And who was God? The Holy Ghost. Where did he walk? In the Spirit. All right. So think about this. Here's Adam and Eve, right? And they get kicked out of the sort of the garden or whatever. They sinned. And so they were scared of this because they heard him walking in the cool of, they heard him walking, right? And they're like, ah, we did something wrong. We need to go and hide ourselves. Well, I got a little illustration here. It's a mathematical equation. So, if you can see this, the first one here, HG would stand for what?
Holy Ghost.
Oh, Holy Ghost, yeah. How about the Y? What would that stand for?
Me.
Well, you. In a algebraic equation, both sides have to equal each other. It's an equation. So we got the Holy Ghost and you, and the Holy Ghost and you. It balances out, right?
Yep.
Well, over here, if can you see this next line, we got the Holy Ghost and you, and then they introduced sin into the earth, right? Do you see that? The S right there is sin. And well, if you add sin to one side of the equation, then the equation doesn't balance out anymore. You can't walk with the Holy Ghost and just you two walking together. It's just that'd be the Holy Ghost and you and sin. And well, you know, Holy Ghost, sin, now go together so well. There's scriptures that say that. So what God did, are you here?
Yeah.
He devised a plan to send J. That's a small J. Probably should have used a large J, but it's a small J. And it says Holy Ghost and you and Jesus.
Amen.
Right? But what happens in an equation? One cancels out the other. Right? Jesus came for the specific purpose of wiping out so your sins don't exist anymore.
Amen.
Right?
Right?
What does that leave in the equation? Me and Jesus. No, Jesus left. You receive what Jesus did, wiped out the sin, then those two go away. You understand in the equation and what's left? Two walking together. Who walks together? You and the Holy Ghost. Or the Holy Ghost and you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's so simple, but we confuse it because we don't let Jesus go away, which means he didn't fully do what he needed to do, which means we're not walking in the completeness that is in Holy Ghost worship.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost worship begins when Jesus left you. Why? Because Jesus takes away the sin. You see that? And then what's left? Two walking together. Who's the two? You and the Holy Ghost. How was it in the beginning? They walked with God in the Spirit. How is it with you now? You walk with God in the Spirit by saying words. It's the same thing. We've come to a full circle completeness. We started out with walking in the Holy Ghost and speaking words. Remember, the land is as a Garden of Eden before them. We're going right back there. Right back where? Well, when we go to heaven. That's not where we're supposed to be now. Yes, when you die, you go to heaven. But that's not where we are right now. We're walking with God. Why did Jesus come? So we can walk with the Holy Ghost. So he can fix, completely fix what we fell out from. Do you see that? Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I want you to have scriptures for all of this stuff. Chapter 5, verse 21. For he, you're talking about Jesus, he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What was Jesus to be made? Sin. Now remember in the equation, Holy Ghost and you, sin was introduced into the earth. In order to balance out the equation, what do we have to do? We have to get rid of the sin. Who's going to do that? Are we going to be able to do it through the law and through doing the works of the law and sacrificing bulls and goats and all that other stuff? No. Jesus came. He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made right standing with God. With who? With God, the Holy Ghost in him. Who took the S out of the equation? Jesus did. For what purpose? So you could die and go to heaven? No, so you could have the full circle completeness of walking with God in the earth today. Say, I walk with God, the Holy Ghost, in the earth today. But remember, when the sin is removed, so is Jesus from the equation. I don't want you to remove Jesus. Jesus had to go away for it to be profitable for you. Romans chapter 8, let's look at verse 19. Now remember, full circle completeness. Where are we going? Back to Eden, back to the garden, back to the way it was supposed to be, which was how God intended it. How did God intend you to be? How did he create you to be? To walk with him in the earth. Are you saying it's not God's plan for me to die and go to heaven? Not really. If you die, you go to heaven, but that's not the plan. The plan is for you to walk with him, right? He's God. He's in the earth. He wants to walk with you. And we have these religious traditions that block all of that. It's like a smoke screen. For the earnest, verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? What's the earth waiting for? You to be manifest in what you're supposed to be, which was back in the garden. Full circle. Are you seeing this? How's that going to be? Well, you're going to walk with God, the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit or in the cool of the day by speaking words. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking, to walk together by being in agreement. That's full circle. We're the full circle church. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for or say as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings. What would that be? Most biblical scholars' tongues, they would tell you that this is what this is talking about. I'm telling you that's what it's talking about. You're able to, what happens when you receive the Holy Ghost? You begin to speak with, you begin, say begin.
Begin.
You begin to speak with other tongues. You don't end. You don't yabba yabba and stop. You keep going. Right? What is the, what's happening here while you're doing that? The Holy Ghost is helping you to be a manifest son or daughter of God. Do you see this? And the land is as what before you? It's heaven when I die. It's as the Garden of Eden before you, right now in the earth. Verse 27, And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good. What does that sound like? That sounds like wouldn't it be like that in Eden?
Yep.
I mean, all the things, say all things.
All things.
What are things? At least to you right now, where you live in this earth.
Yep.
All the things in the earth are working together for good for you. That's a manifestation of the sons of God. Isn't that wonderful? Say this, all things,
work together,
for good,
for me.
Now, what did you just do? You agreed with God who's in the earth today.
Amen.
You just walked with God in that verse of scripture.
Praise God.
It's a great thing. You should say that every day. All things work together for good for me. But when's that going to happen? It just happens. No, it don't just happen. It happens when you pray in tongues, when you speak the things that God the Holy Ghost is helping you to utter. And what is that? That's a manifestation of the sons of God. And the whole earth is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of you. Who are the two in the earth today? The two walk together. Holy Ghost and you. What about Jesus? He's in heaven. He did his job. He sent the another. He said, if I go away, I'll send another and it'll be profitable for you. Why? Because we'll be able to walk with God in the earth today, much like they did in Eden. Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 34. He shall thoroughly, say thoroughly, plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land. What land? The earth that you're in. He will thoroughly plead their cause. Who will? The redeemed, the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. Now, if I thoroughly plead something, what does that mean? I'm not leaving out little bits, little gaps here and there. What cause am I pleading? What cause am I trying to get you to come to? Walking with God in the earth today and worshiping God and manifesting in the earth as a child of God, which was always God's plan. It was never for you to just die and go to heaven. In fact, God's plan for those who have died and gone to heaven is to do what? Bring them back here. God created the earth for man, not for the devil. We are manifesting as sons of God in the earth. The earth groans and travails, waiting for this. Thoroughly, say thoroughly,
thoroughly,
pleading your cause. What's your cause? To be manifest in the earth, just like it was in the Eden. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them. This is all about the earth. It's not about heaven. Full circle. After the equation, what do we get? Just you and the Holy Ghost. Sin's been removed. Jesus came in and removed it. They cancel each other out. And then that leaves the Holy Ghost and you. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things. Know the things that are freely given to us of God. Would you like to know the things that are freely given to you of God?
Yes.
Well, that's why we've received the Spirit, so that we can receive the things, so we can know the things. What would the things be? Just spiritual things that we get when we die and go to heaven. No, that's a corrupted gospel. Jesus didn't come so you could die and go to heaven. See, now I can tell you, this is just something that people have put into their religious brains over and over. How many of you were in churches where that was the message every single week? It was just drilled into you with a baseball bat. And it's hard to drill with a baseball bat. Jesus came so you could die and go to heaven. When the fact is, he didn't come for you to die and go to heaven. He came for you to have sin removed from your life so that you could receive the Holy Ghost and walk with him as God in the earth today and worship him. Does that mean you don't die? You saying I don't die and go to heaven? No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we put the emphasis in the wrong place.
Yes.
And so when the cause that he's going to thoroughly plead is that, you walking with God in the earth. And we read it. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might, what spirit would that be? The Holy Ghost. because he is God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God or of him. What's the very next verse say? Which things also, say also.
Also.
Well, also means somebody else is speaking it. Rich said something, then I'm also going to speak that. Right? We're also speaking the things. They walked with God in the Spirit. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking, and they said the same thing because they had to walk in agreement. Where did they get in trouble? When they went out of agreement with God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing the spiritual thing with the right spiritual word. If you don't know the thing yet, what do you have to do?
Keep speaking them out.
Speak more. Speak what more? In tongues more. Because remember, he is helping you, helping your infirmities or helping your weaknesses. Where would you be weak? In not manifesting in the Garden of Eden, so to speak, as a child of God. So you have to speak more. You're always trying to get us to speak in tongues more and confess the word more. Yeah. Because that's how you walk with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. You walk with him by saying words. Let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, I thank you for these people that they came and they heard. And now you're moving upon them in great ways that they may walk in the Spirit and be pleasing to you in the earth today. In Jesus' name, amen.